This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of deep winter. The moon turned new just a few days ago, and now that moon, the skunk mating moon, encourages skunks and other small mammals to break from their winter dormancy and wander for mates and food when thaws warm the nights. February's moon is the desert wildflower moon. And when the deserts of the southwestern United States bloom after the year's early rains, then snowdrops blossom in the Midwest. The great robin chorus begins after dawn under the robin chorus moon in March. And then the early morning hours throw off their winter silence and flaunt their songs all the way through summer. In April, under the sandhill crane migration moon, the vast pods of sandhill cranes move north for breeding. The year sweetens in May under the power of the mulberry moon, and then the sweetness grows in June with the raspberry moon. July's coneflower moon shines on the greatest number of flowers blooming in the entire year. August's katydid moon announces the great late summer evening chants of insects. Then September's puffball mushroom moon reveals the round white surge of the world's largest fungi. In October, frogs and toads seek shelter against the winter under the frog and toad migration moon. And most of the leaves come down in the milder days of autumn. And then the second spring moon of November complements the brief resurgence of foliage that prophesies April. Finally, as days become the shortest of the year, the bedding plant moon marks the planting of seeds under lights. Transition into the next phase of the garden year, seeds that are their own self-fulfilling prophecy. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of deep winter. In the meantime, name your moons from what you see. There's no wrong name for moon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.